Good morning and welcome to Catalate, the breakfast of champions. That is, the Heidelberg Catechism and a fresh, piping hot cup of coffee. We're at Lord's Day number 9 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Does not God then do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? No, for God so made man that he could perform it. But man, through the instigation of the devil by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of those divine gifts. Now, there are those who contend that if this Adam and Eve were our first parents, did God not set them up with the forbidden fruit? And is God not setting us up today by requiring of us that which we cannot perform because now we are in sin? Well, God created man good. If you go through the Genesis account, you'll see that. God made man good in his image and in his likeness. And if you were to go into the New Testament, you would find these words from Ephesians chapter 4. Now this I say, and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learn Christ, Paul says, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So Paul is hearkening back to what man had as he walked in blameless communion with God in original righteousness and holiness. That's lost. However, in that new self, because of our transformed hearts and renewed minds, we're able to pursue true righteousness and holiness. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, the death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin. The inference here is man brought this unto himself. It wasn't God who made a defective human being. It wasn't God who stacked the deck against humanity. It wasn't God who set Adam and Eve up. This is hard to understand, because others might ask, well, why didn't God prevent this? Why didn't God keep the serpent out of the garden? Because in this probationary period, Adam and Eve were called upon to serve the Lord, not themselves. And if they had done so, they would have lived in perpetuity in the glory of God, a perfect, undefiled fellowship with God. But they chose to live for themselves. And that's our problem today. We continue to serve ourselves. And friends, that's sin.